The second Sunday in Advent, the epistle is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, whatever things have been written for our instruction, that through the patience and the consolation afforded by the Scriptures, we may have hope. May then the God of patience and comfort grant you to be of one mind towards one another according to Jesus Christ, that in one spirit you may with one mouth glorify God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive one another, even as Christ has received you, to the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus has been a minister of the circumcision in order to show God's fidelity in confirming the promises made to our fathers, but that the Gentiles glorify God because of his mercy, as it is written, "Therefore I will praise thee among the Gentiles and will sing to thy name." And again he says, "Rejoice, all you Gentiles, with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and sing his praises, all you peoples." And again, Isaiah says, "There shall be the root of Jesse, and he who shall arise to rule the Gentiles. Now in him the Gentiles shall have hope." Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Please stand for the gospel. At that time, when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples to him to say to him, "Art thou who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answering them said to them, "Go and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead arise, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not scandalized in me." Then as these went away, Jesus began to say to the crowds concerning John, "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, those who wear soft garments are in the houses of kings. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall make ready thy way before thee.'" Please be seated. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's epistle, St. Paul makes it clear that Christianity is universal. It is not just for the Jews, of course, and he points to the Old Testament to show how this is fulfilled. He has a number of prophecies in there about the Gentile nations coming into the church, coming into Jerusalem, essentially, it's mystical Jerusalem. Now, where do the nations come from? What are the Gentile nations? Why are there nations? In the Old Testament, we have the story of the Tower of Babel. This is where the nations come from pride. The leaders at that time said, "Let us make a name for ourselves and let us build this tower." What? To our name, to honor and glorify us. We're not going to honor and glorify the name of God, but ourselves. And it's out of that pride, then out of punishment for that sin, then the nations arise. Now, every time I talk about this, I need to always make a little comment that I am not preaching an anti-American homily. There are many servicemen here who have sacrificed greatly for our country. But we have to understand that nations aren't supposed to exist. That in the vision of God, as it was to be originally, and how it will be in heaven, there will be no nations. In heaven, there'll be no American, there'll be no German, Spanish, Italian, Brazilian. It will all be gone. Why? Because the nations are from sin and they are of this world. And so, the sin then causes the divisions within mankind. Now, last week at the homily, we talked about how we should look interiorly and to prepare the way for Christ. What changes do I have to do in my life to make Christ, put him back first in my life? There might be little things, maybe imperfections or neutral things that I am starting to do that, or taking the place of Christ, and I could live my life better, try to do the rosary every day, and make Him first, internally. So what is the lesson today? Just as the nations are divided by sin, so also individuals get divided by sin. And so for us, we need to look not at ourselves interiorly this week, but look at our relations between each other, our friends and family. That Christ has come to bring all back together into the family of man. Now, of course, there will be people who fall short. We know that. But Christ offers them those graces. And we don't want to be one of those people who fall short. We need to look within our families. Are there little rixas, little contentions between members, little feuds? You know, Aunt Ethel is, well, nobody really likes her. She's a little eccentric. We need to try to do away with these divisions. And maybe not something like that, an eccentric relative, but even things where I just don't like that person. One of the saddest things I ever hear as a priest is when someone says, I'll never forgive that person. I'll never forgive them for what they did. Oh, that is awful. If our Lord were to say that, how terrible that would be. We have to strive to restore the friendships, restore the relationships in our family and in those people around us, in our friends, in order to live as Christ wants us to live. That's part of this season. It's not just giving gifts. I got to exchange gifts with this person and that person, and I don't want to spend too much money, or just a big meal. Okay, well, we'll tolerate them for the meal, and then they'll go home, and let's forget about it until next year. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to try to restore these things. And maybe that other person, and who knows why there's a disagreement, maybe the personality clash, or maybe there is a sin in the past, and it might not be my sin. It might be the other person's sin. But it doesn't matter. We have to make the effort. We have to follow Christ in making the effort to reconcile. St. Paul says there's hope for the nations to be restored in Christ. And so there is hope for us to restore in Christ. That's part of our preparations here. Peace on earth and to men of goodwill. So we have to have that goodwill to come together. And this can be, like I said, it could be maybe the other person's sin. And maybe they're not willing to reconcile. That's okay. Well, it's not okay, but it's not for us. We have to be ready to reconcile with them. Our heart has to be ready. We have to extend the friendship to try to restore. And if they don't want to do it, then it's on them. But we have to make that effort to overcome these things between ourselves, between the people in our lives, our family and our friends. Christ is coming. And He's coming to restore everything to the way He originally intended. The nations will disappear, and in heaven, those friendships will then be established. Anything that we hang on to, the Latin word is rixa, a little contention between people. That can exclude us. We have to strive to overcome that. That might be our sin. We have to apologize. Maybe we have to say, you were wrong, you were right, and I was wrong. Don't say, you were wrong and I was right. You were right and I was wrong. In order to gloss over these, or to get over it. I shouldn't say gloss over it, to get over it. And that doesn't mean there won't be personality difficulties. We have to have charity and patience. Be willing to forgive. These are the things that divide us. And in this time leading up to Christmas, these are the things we have to look at. So last week we looked at our interior life, and now we look at the relations between ourselves. It's not just about exchanging gifts. Those gifts should really mean something. It's not just inviting a family member over once a year, but we should really strive to inculcate that. Also, friends or people who are alienated, who don't have anyone this season. We should look to them also, try to establish something there. So, like I said, in Christ there is hope for the nations, and in Christ there is hope for us. So let us prepare worthily during this Advent season so that we will truly honor Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.